All right. What comes now is the very first talk of a centuries-long upcoming new tradition, and that is having Algo 68 presentations in this dev room here and all over the world. Well, it's not the first presentation all over the world, but at FOSDEM, maybe the first presentation ever about Algo 68 on FOSDEM, ever. And it's not Jose, it's you, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a funny thing here. Originally, we meant to have an introduction to Algo 68 before the actual use of Algo 68. Now we're doing it the other way around. We first show a use, and then Jose afterwards can go into some of the details of the language and implementation, of course. Yeah, anyway, we have Mohammed Reza Nabipour coming up and educating us or showing an example of use of the GCC Algo 68 implementation on a bare metal target.
So where should I put this? Somewhere. Okay. So hi. Let's get into it. So do not criticize my slides, by the way. No, this is Vim, and this is fine. So this is a demo talk, okay? Meaning that I'm not selling anything. It's just a random guy talking about Algo 68. It's your decision to use Algo 68 or not. People can make wrong decisions, bad decisions. It's up to them. Oh, no. Okay, it's Ubuntu's bad decision. I hate it. Okay, so I'm just here just talking about things. It's a beautiful thing, so I just want to share my experience with that. That's it, okay? Nothing more. If you want more, like, talk to Jose. Okay, why Algo 68? Because it's a high-level, because it's a high-level programming language. Okay, we like high-level, and I hope you use this old technology, doesn't, okay. So, if we classify, this is like just a random classification. If we classify program languages, we can say, okay, there are two macroassemblers and high-level programming languages. And for macroassemblers, it's useful for systems programming because you have the control. What's a macroassembler? You write some code and you can kind of know what kind of code it will generate. This is amazing when you need this control. If you're developing systems software, you need this kind of control. And my control is wrong. Okay. Yeah, write control. So as you can see, sometimes control goes wrong and, you know, oopsie doopsie. And example of this macroassemblers are C and Bliss, which is an interesting, older than C language, which has one more feature than C, which is you can have coroutines, and then you can say, okay, jump to this with this stack. So you define. So that's a very cool one, but it's typeless. So we don't care about those things. And we have like high-level programming languages, which is like when you want to solve a problem and the language doesn't want to, you know, get into your way to solving your problem. You want to focus on your problem. DSLs are this kind of things. Algo 68, Go, Swift, Python, JavaScript. These things are like you want to solve a problem and you don't care about details. You just want to something that doesn't slow you down your thinking. So these are useful for this kind of things. And some of them are even very useful to do production quality things, and some are not, but still used in production, looking at JavaScript, but well. What about Rust and C++? Well, they're pretending to be high level while being in macroassembly, and that's a disaster, because, you know, the rule, like, one very bold feature of the thing is, like, there are rules, but, like, okay. Okay, this is feature of this because they are merging, melting two worlds that are like not very compatible. Like, oh, if you do this, an RVO in C++ will kick in and you will not, you know, make a new copy. If we do the copy elision, like, fuck you. You know, it's not simple. It's not simple. But, you know, they pretend to be things. So I think this is duplication, okay? Oopsie doopsie. Example of differences. For example, in macroassemblers, this is a difference. Okay, this is a difference. And in macroassembler, optimization is cherry on top of the cake. You get what you want, but it's nice, you know, you get more out of that. In high-level programming languages, you have to do it right. All the pain goes to the compiler writer to get it right. Or if you say, like, it's not important, but it's a big cherry, at least we can agree on that part. So, for example, Algo 68, it's so simple for the user, the amount of construct you have for the user is simple. You have this very, very minimal fix, and everything works together, as they call it, orthogonality. But the problem is, like, it's horrible for compiler, but we don't care. We are users, and Jose's problem, okay? He will figure it out. And if it doesn't work as expected, we can just, annoy him. It's kind of fun. Sorry, Jose. The other thing is, like, in MacroAssembly, as I said, you kind of know what kind of code you want to get there. But in, for example, in Algo 6, everything is value semantics. So it's the job of the compiler writer to elide the copies, which are not important. So it's very important to do this kind of thing. But it's, look, Algo 1968, value semantics. 2025, C++, value semantics. So it's like, then the simplicity. Everything works with each other. There is no if, but, this kind of things. If you want to get this, if you do this, this is better. There is no such a thing. You write your program. Algo 68. Okay. This part caught my eyes, this identity declaration. Like, you look at the thing, for a while looking, you don't figure it out. And you see something, there are futures with that thing that you, it starts, it clicks. So that thing for me was identity declaration. I read 80 pages out of 230 pages of this informal introduction. So maybe there are more things after that, and maybe I love something, but till now, this is the best part. This is the best thing. And so what's identity declaration? So this int I equal 1, real pi equal 3. This is declaring, so here it's an identity. So I and 1 are the same thing. They are not a variable or anything like that. Okay. So everything is like, look familiar. But the weird part is here for C. Oh, don't do that to me. Is this, you cannot do these kind of things. If you say I becomes 2, it's as meaningless as this thing, which is like nonsense, okay? So this is, you're declaring your identity. It's like the same thing. It's like these I and 1 and 3 point, these are like living in the, mathematical real, not in the, machine. To some degree. So, okay. So, but if you do this, very very similar. I remove the equal to something. This in C you call it initialization, but this is not that. So here, this is a syntactic sugar for variable declaration. This is a variable declaration, and then you can do this kind of things. I is 1 and pi is that thing. And then later you can change pi to something else because it's a variable, you can change it. It's not a, so what actually happens here is this int I is actually a syntactic sugar for this construct, which is that I is a reference to int, and what's the content of the reference? Allocate something on the, these are generators. So allocate this, an int for me, on the stack, and put that, put that address in this for this reference. So I didn't do anything, okay? So that means that. Oh, by the way, if you have a question, you can interrupt me. I don't mind if you do that. I hate the question at the end. Definitely will not make to the question. I have a bunch of things. So and here is like very beautiful thing, which like for like what is the type? They call it mode. What's the mode of I here? It's ref int, not int, because it's a name to something else which lives on the stack, and here is on real. This is like awesome. I appreciate they did this, but I always in my mind translate this to this and like, oh man, this is beautiful. And you can also do this. You can put this lock here, meaning that, okay, put it as again syntactic sugar to make it clear that this is allocating on the stack, not somewhere else. And you also can have the heap. So you can say, okay, put it on the heap. Heap is somewhere, which is you somehow manage the memory. For example, garbage collector. It's a one implementation. But it's just that I have the report, by the way. You know, it's like important. This is Bible. I cannot read it yet fully because it's complicated, but I'm working on that. So any question for identity declaration and that kind of, that's the most beautiful idea of like this. This frees you from this C mindset of like int x is you. Yes, it is. It works. I will show the actual code, and it will compile, hopefully. So if you want, I tested before the time, but who knows? If you want to build for x86, it's simple. You just say, OK, I go 68, and I want to put it there. Done. But this talk is not about x86. Who cares about x86? Let's talk about ARM, OK? So this is bare metal ARM. Jose hates it, but I don't know. It's the dominant thing. So you have to apply a bunch of patches, which gives you this, which I send it the initial draft to the mailing list, but it's still not in master because he asked for more tests and stuff like that. Like, man, come on. But I have to do that. So these are the most important. So you disable the POSIX prelude because there is no C library even there. Don't do that to me. And then there is this algo, and then target, and this build for the R real time, and M is the microcontroller profile. So everything it's like gives you 10 or 20 different combination of libgcc and stuff like that, and you disable basically everything because you don't like it. Also, algo 60GC, which is the BOM GC, which is like interesting kind of GC. Because I don't like it, it just nags on me like fuck you. But this is I'm not a GCC developer. He's a GCC developer, so I'm like, I don't like warning as errors. And so that's also for RISC-V. You can do the same, and I will show you also an example of this RISC-V thingy. So basically the same. This, but you have to change this to this, and you don't have this madness of RM profile thingy. So. Any questions so far? What? Somebody said.
Who will do the garbage collection?
Nobody. You should not use. So in the ARM, I don't even provide the malloc. I mean, this is a different mindset. You know, it's in this. What? No, because it's okay for microcontrollers. You want determinism at the maximum. So if you even want to do heap allocation, you have to do it like in the first part of your initialization part of the thing, and then in the main loop you never do any annotation because you want to be sure that you're happy, everything is deterministic happening at the right thing. So heap is a bad thing, and the linker will yell at you, where is my malloc? There is no malloc, dude. You have to change the construct for the. It's a kind of pain. I will show you the pain part, but let's focus on the good part. Any other questions so far? No question. I love no questions. So the idea was, okay, we have this hardware, which I have in my back, but I forgot the fucking cable to do the live demo. But it's a different story. It doesn't matter. It's a ARM board. It's a Cortex M33 board, which we use to compile things. I don't use Emacs, but because thanks to Jose, there is syntax highlighting. I know everybody likes him, the syntax highlighting. I don't use syntax highlighting. Oh, I'm using this thing. Okay, so I love you. As you can see, I even enabled the syntax highlighter for you. So here you can see that there is. Is it like there is a line or something? Is this line is important? I guess. So this. M33 and MThumb are like this is the model for the thing, and I'm using this Gnosis, so and I have also no built-in. There is also here. There should be no libc. Okay, here you can see that I commented the libc, so there is no libc. But you have to link the GCC and runtime of the GNU algo. So that's that thing. So the question is, we start from C, okay? We have this C function. You have to first define, you know, here, this is the Algol 68 function, you know, this is the thing you have to call to it. So this is startup, this is before main. So we have to call the main of the C program or Algol 68 program. That we are there. That's the means like C runtime. So you need the, from the linker script, you need this, the stack range. And then here is the ISR. So you have to specify a bunch of, based on the ARM specification, you have to put function pointers in the right place and also initial stack pointers. So what happens is, so this reset ISR is important. So if you go down here, so this is like data initialization, BSS, you know, putting to zero, this kind of thing. We have to do it ourselves. A bunch of other things. And then finally, we call, so we initialize all the variables to zero or to predefined value, and then we call the Algol 68 main, which goes to this program.think6. So access board. Board is a module in a sense of the Algol 68. And so we have here, this is FFI, so we are dealing with the C. So you see, you say, this is my procedure which gets bits, returns bits. Bits to the translation to the C world is unsigned int. They, because for them, bits are not integers. Integers are always signed beautifully, and bits are a bunch of bits. If you go to languages from Nicholas Wirth, for example, they also have this set concept in Oberon, in Pascal, I even think they have it. So that's that mindset. So this is bits, so it, array of bytes, which is in C translate to unsigned bits. So it's a procedure which takes one bits and returns bits, and this is a procedure which gets two bits and sends nothing. So read word, I want to do the memory map IO. So I say, okay, use this function and declare it as this Algol 68 procedure, and this, so where those things are defined, memio.c, here. So that's it. So I need, I don't know how to, yeah, this is, so memio, you see I'm using unsigned int address, and I'm using this cast. I want to read, like, I want to deal with the memory mapped IO to, okay, to read the stuff, registers and stuff like that, and or I want to write something there. So this is the address, and I want to do the writing. Any questions so far, Arsene?
Two related questions.
Okay.
First, can you do FFI, LTO across
FFI? I don't care about LTO. Seriously. We are not C++. Okay.
Maybe can one insert inline assembly into all of them?
Of course you should not. But maybe Jose has a different opinion. Yeah,
but why do you need an FFI, CFFI to do this kind of read and write to memory? Why can't you do it with Algol?
Because Algol, there is no address like volatile stuff or writing this kind of things. You, it's not a macro assembly, exactly. You're not listening, Shao. What the fuck?
I'm not selling it right.
I'm not a salesperson. Somebody add something? Yeah, I mean, you have to use a macro assembler to do your macro systems and stuff. But this is a shim layer, and that's all the C code you have besides the runtime, and everything else is, this thing. So we have this, we get this, our thing, and then now we have a procedure, for example, this fun, I'm just going through this. I have only 5 minutes. That's very sad. But this is the denotation for the bits. So it's, you cannot have it like bits equal to one. So it's a different thing. So you have to use the base. We support, or Algol 68 support 2, 4, 8, and 16 as bases. There is no base 10 because that's not 10, you know. It's not. I mean, it's not an integer. This is an operator, like bitwise operator, so this is a comment. So this is also using a modern algorithm stripping, which Jose will talk about. And then, an abs is going from the bits real to int real. So the value, because I wanted to plus it with this integer, which is this int, and it's like this. And then when I'm writing to the word, I have to turn it back to bin to get bits. And then this is the shift left. So it does the one. I like base 16, so I use 16. You can use whatever, base 2, for example, but why not 16? And then bit shift that. Here.
Is the color coding broken?
Huh?
Is the color coding broken, or is it the syntax not standard? 16 bar 0, for example?
Jose? He wrote it. I don't know. I don't use syntax highlighting.
The radix uses a different color than the layer that follows.
Ah, okay.
So
I
this
know,
is this
I,
is.
The my taste is despicable.
Looks like an error.
Fix it, then you know people are not happy. So here this is a helper function for, you know, we get a bunch of addresses. I'm using it in somewhere, and I'm just like, okay, this is also a beautiful thing. I think I'm so close to be okay. So here I'm calling this function addresses, and I'm giving an index to that. It gives me the address of that thing which I asked for, which is, for example. Don't. I have an example. So here you are. This is, you see this parenthesis. This is a closed clause, serial clause, I guess. Okay, no, it's a closed clause, which is like, okay, this is a declaration, and then this is if, the short form of if. So if address is not zero, read that. Otherwise, return zero. This is like this. Else is always there is this. Thing skip, like in, you know, it uses the default value. You want to have a empty body for a function, put a skip there. You want an int you don't want a value, put a skip there. You want anything, put a skip there. And I here put a skip there implicitly. So it's like a terse way of saying this this thing. Here busy wait, because of course, you want to, you know, wait your time there. So I'm accessing this memory from C, and just writing to this memory, because it's across the boundary, the compiler cannot optimize it out. So it will just for some time give me a simulation of wait, and then this is I don't need to go there. I have a cursor. So here. We can define a variable sleep, which you can then assign the procedure, which is a value to this thing. I wanted to have two different things, you know, but then like, okay, it's not that much time up exactly. And then just let me blink the LEDs, and then everything is fine. So here we have the here we have some registers. You sleep, you write the to this GPIO that okay, the value like. Put a bit on the GPIO that you want to blink, XOR, you know, just switch between them, and the blue. So if I was a little bit wise to have some video or something, I'm not wise, so I don't have anything. Just trust me, bro. this blinks. So, and then there is nothing for RISC-V, but RISC-V was a very nice project, which is like
why
sad.
Why did you just keep there?
Because I was lazy.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, this is also awesome. This is the for loop. Let me do this also. So this is this for loop, okay, do odd. This is a forever for loop, okay? And then you want to have, don't do that. While something is not equal to something, don't. Okay, while this is happening, it can do that. You can also, you know, it's the same construct. It have optional parts.
Yeah.
You can also add four. You can do 200. Until 100 times, like until 100 times, do this while this is true, do this kind of things. You can say from 10 to, and then you can have also four I as a variable of type int, so okay, this is my I want to be explicit. So this is so beautiful, you know, everything is one single thing, and then you add the stuff to the end of my talk. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.